Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 6th of August, Disciple Messengers. In the symbolism of the lampstand, the bud represents a disciple messenger who is sent to look for worthy houses. The flower represents a congregation of worthy houses that are the fruit of the ministry of the disciple messenger. Notably, during his earthly ministry, Jesus laid the foundation for a lampstand church that would become the light of the world once he had departed from the world. He did this in three stages. These three stages reveal the pattern of how the branch of a lampstand church grows from the calyx to the bud to the flower. First, revealing the principle of the calyx, Jesus taught his own disciples. He may have spent approximately 18 months or more teaching the 12 disciples before he sent them to look for worthy houses. It may have been a further 12 months before he sent the 72 disciples to also look for worthy houses. We know that the 72 were sent in the final season of his ministry, once he had set his face toward Jerusalem for his offering journey. Regardless of the exact time frames, there was certainly a season of discipleship before Jesus sent the 12 and the 72 to look for worthy houses. Once they had been sent as disciple messengers by Christ, they were revealing the principle of the bud. The fruit of the ministry of the 12 disciples and the 72 disciples was a large group of worthy houses. The house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus was one of those houses in the town of Bethany. It is likely that the 500 brethren to whom Jesus appeared at one time after his resurrection were the representatives from all the worthy houses that had been established during his earthly ministry. After the day of Pentecost, all of those worthy houses became foundational to the fellowship of the Lampstand Church in the region of Judea. Many of those houses would have been part of the first flower on the central branch of the lampstand in Jerusalem. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 9 verse 53 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 6. For further study, Luke chapter 10.